This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO on Sunday criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin for what it called its dangerous and irresponsible nuclear rhetoric, a day after the Russian president said he planned to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reporting.
Ukraine's foreign ministry on Sunday called for an extraordinary meeting of the UN Security Council and for the international community to take decisive measures to prevent Russia's use of nuclear weapons. Washington played down concerns. White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. had seen no sign that Putin had moved any nuclear weapons. Meanwhile, Ukrainian forces have managed to blunt Russia's offensive in and around the embattled eastern city of Bakhmut, the scene of brutal fighting in the last few months.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. And as VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias reports, all this comes as Ukrainian leaders were already expressing concerns about how this war has greatly impacted the country long term.
The Russian invasion is what has already severely damaged Ukraine's environment. Ruslan Strelets, the Ukrainian Minister of Environmental Protection and Natural Resources, says it will seek reparations from Russia.
The biggest impact is the air pollution. More than one third of all forest of Ukraine is destroyed.
Over the weekend, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told his people that Russian war criminals will be held accountable. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into its eastern waters Monday, continuing its weapons displays as the United States moved an aircraft carrier strike group